The Wildcats and Lady Cats soccer teams will be playing in a new soccer district this year. The district is just like what other SSHS athletic teams play. Gone are Class 4A programs like Princeton, Paris, North Lamar, and Bonham. The new district will be very tough, and the Wildcats' 21 straight years of playoff appearances may be challenged like never before. Wildcat soccer coach Andy Holt talked about the new district on KSST and Channel 18 Saturday Morning Coaches Show this past Saturday.
No question, it's a it's a talented district. Two teams last year made it to the regional tournament. Pine Tree and Hallsville both made a, like you said, made a run to the regional tournament. You know, Mount Pleasant is a team that seems to always make a run. Pine Tree beat them in the playoffs last year to continue that run. So, you know, there's some great teams. And then we talk about Longview, who's been 5A. I guess they've stayed 5A. They didn't go up to the 6A. And they'll win two or three playoff games at that level. So, you know, they're gonna do well and compete. So, and then you've got Texas High and Marshall, who have had some great teams in the past. So it's a loaded district, and it's going to be fun for us. Every night's going to be a challenge. Every night's going to be a night where we have to go out and play. We're not going to have an opportunity just to kind of relax. And, we're going to need that depth that I've talked about, because if you get some guys banged up or injured, you're going to need to really lean on those guys that are on the bench. They're going to have to step up and be ready, because it's going to be a battle every Tuesday and every Friday.
Yeah, the district that we were used to had a lot of teams from one division below because of the dynamic of high school soccer, but now they've got enough teams in those levels where they can split off. We lost teams like Princeton, Paris, North Lamar that were good little programs down there. Don't get us wrong, but this is a powerhouse district, and Greenville also. I didn't mention them. They've been good in the past, and then they've had ups and downs.
You just kind of never know what you're going to get with them. They've got some kids that come in and out of there. It's just about if they can get on the right page or not. But like you said, if they do, they'll be tough to handle and tough to deal with. So, like I said, every Tuesday and every Friday is going to be a challenge, and our kids are going to have to be ready to play. You can't have an off night, because if you have an off night, you're going to get beat, and it could be the reason why you sit at home instead of moving on to the playoffs.
Yeah, you've got a nice long streak of making playoffs, and you don't want that to end, but this district really challenges you, doesn't it?
No question. It's been a great tradition of going to the playoffs. It's been since 1994, 21 years of making the playoffs, and we want to continue that. And back in the 90s, this is kind of the old district, because in that early 90s, mid-90s, and even when I played, we played the Pine Trees, we played the Longviews. And we're bringing that back, and it was tough for them back then. It's going to be tough for us again this season and the up-and-coming season. So I think our kids are ready for the challenge, and we're excited. I know I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to the challenge and meeting that challenge.
KSST Sports.